So let us start with a quick overview of what chastity is. We could call it a kink, but it's just a practice. And some people do fetishize it and play with it as a kink. But it really is just a practice of celibacy or abstinence. Instead of just going and like rubbing one out whenever you want to, you actually abstain and you hold that energy and you learn to work with it without feeling the need every single time to go and spend it. And maybe you still feel the need, but you choose to hold that energy. Now, in the femdom scene, this is often practiced with an actual chastity device, like a cage. Those are very common. Even though I personally choose to limit the use of cages, I still love the cage and the key as a symbol. Whether or not you have a cage and you actually lock your cock in a cage, you can still practice chastity. It is mental, it is emotional, it is like, it's a mind game more than anything really, is you get to overcome these tendencies or these urges and really strengthen your willpower and your discipline. Many men are trapped in the mind or trapped in different habits or ways of being. And so again, just keep in mind, and I'm gonna say it over and over and over again, the key and the cage are symbols and tools. And so chastity being one of those places where you're constantly tested, constantly tempted, and you get to choose something else and you get to practice a discipline and rein it in over and over and over again, it's invaluable. If we can focus and like really work with that in any capacity, in any space of our life, it really does touch and affect the rest of our life. It actually helps with the discipline in the bedroom too. If a man knows how to hold his energy, he's such a better lover, so much better. And he's less likely to be the kind of man that's like, I just can't wait to come. And he gets in there and he's 3 minutes. It doesn't give a fuck about like how his woman's feeling. And it's just like selfish driven to the point, point A, point B type thing. And so that discipline piece, it comes in there too. And for those that are motivated by having a better sex life, like that is one of the ways that you can see this work materialize in your life. It's funny because you kind of have to sacrifice for a little bit that moment of climax to be able to have a better love life and to be a better lover. Going back to the symbolism of the cage, like it is so many things for so many people. And I've often likened it to me holding my men. Like when they're wearing a cage and you have this constant presence, you're feeling this thing that you're not used to feeling. It's not just like clothes where you kind of forget you're wearing it. You're pretty aware of it the whole time. That is me holding you. That is me holding you present. That is me holding you accountable. That is me holding you back from overindulging in something that you know you don't want to. So definitely is a connection tool. Chastity can add to and deepen intimacy and communication and trust. And it's not just between the key holder and the chaste one. It is intimacy and trust with yourself first and foremost. And that's honestly like one of my favorite things to see in a man when he's going through this practice is like, mm-hmm. Oh, he can believe himself when he tells himself he's going to do something now. It's not just like empty words. Like everything starts to have more meaning, starts to have more ground, starts to have more root because he trusts himself and he is trustworthy, right? That intentionality is essentially a result then of you forming and developing a healthier relationship with yourself, like being more connected to yourself, which can be an effect of chastity. It can also lead to you taking better care of yourself.
And that's a really brave thing too, to come to a place in yourself where you realize that, hey, this is something that I want to do to make myself better. And then putting yourself in a position where you're going to get feedback on how you're going to show up for yourself in ways that you're saying you're going to, which is strengthening for relationship building.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out, that it's brave, because, you know, the habit of jerking off often is supported and encouraged in the culture in many different ways. So when someone finds that within themselves, like something needs to change, it is brave to say that that's the mm-hmm. thing that they want to focus on. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of areas in life where, you know, people kind of just act like that's normal and even healthy, even like, you know, the way that a man should be.
When somebody comes to me and they're sincere about this is where I've been and this is what I need instead and I would like your help, like, oh my gosh, do I just want to like wrap you in my arms and like, mm-hmm. let's go, let's do it together. And when you bring that to me, the only shame that's present in that moment is the shame that you bring with you. I'm not going to look at you and be like, oh my gosh, how dirty or how shameful or how bad or any of that. Like I said, like, I just want to envelop you in love and walk this path with you and like bring your shame, because that's the only way that we're going to work through it. And so to be able to show up with all of yourself, including the baggage, including what's scary, including what's shameful, including like all of you, my goodness, please bring all of you. Cause yes. that's what we are asking for too. Mm-hmm.
And along the lines of like negative emotions or things such as shame, there can be this tendency in humans in general to want to shy away from those parts of ourselves or turn away from those parts of ourselves. But it's through deciding to confront or come towards the things that are uncomfortable where we really start to make changes. So shame isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's a messenger to yourself. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to run away from that. Mm-hmm. We can come to it and face it together.
And to anyone listening to this right now, if you've just started on the journey or you're considering starting on this journey, I want to let you know that the first step is always the hardest. It is always the hardest at the beginning to get started, but it is so worth it. So freaking worth it.
Honestly, even for me, I have my own experience with this practice personally, but as the key holder, I am going through this journey with you. And part of me is transforming right alongside you. And we do that together. And it can only be done, like that type of work can only be done together and in relationship. And so like, it's transformational. And I just want to highlight, because it's easy to see that for the sub, but for the Dom or for the key holder, for the feminine counterpart partner, equally so in different ways, but very, very transformational. That's one of the reasons why I love chastity so much. And like now getting to do this with Amaya and Essie, the container is held in a new way. It's actually grown and we can hold more, including more people, but also more energy, more depth. And it's just like, it's so good and it's so rewarding. And getting to see these women light up as they see what is actually possible in this space is so incredible. It's not just chastity, like it is, but there's so much there if you're willing to show up for it and be there and explore it and do the tough stuff, because that's usually where you find the gems. You kind of have to mine and get a little dirty, and sometimes you're in the dark, but like, oh, you can come out with gems and gold and all the good stuff.